It's Thursday, the 5th of February, and you're listening to Northland Views here on Sunsounds of Arizona with your volunteer reader in Flagstaff, Chuck Kaufman. Today we'll be bringing you news from the WilliamsNews.com website, News of Williams and the Grand Canyon. And today we have these headlines. Senate Bill 1154 advances Highway 64 repair study. Grand Canyon National Park planning to open North Rim in May. And last second dunk puts exclamation point on senior night. Starting with that first headline, this is by Doreen Holchi from the 3rd of February. Senate Bill 1154 advances Highway 64 repair study. Phoenix. Senate Bill 1154, which would fund a study of Highway 64 repairs, passed the Senate Appropriations, Transportation, and Technology Committee on January 27th, advancing legislation that could address safety concerns on the main route to the Grand Canyon's South Rim. State Senator Wendy Rogers, who represents Legislative District 7, testified before the committee alongside Williams Mayor Don Dent, Tucson Mayor Clarinda Vail, and other Northern Arizona officials. This is a road that's lived beyond its ability to carry motorists safely, Rogers told committee members. So many deaths on this road, and it needs remedial work. Dent said the city of Williams will continue pushing for improvements. We'll continue to support all efforts that will lead to Highway 64 being safer for our citizens, Dent said. Vail cited the Arizona Department of Transportation's long-range plan in her testimony, noting the state's goal to improve transportation connectivity to established and emerging activity centers and tourist destinations. Grand Canyon National Park South Rim is that destination, and we thank Senator Rogers for bringing this bill forward to study this most vital of roads in our state, Vail said. The bill, which Rogers prefiled as an appropriations measure, seeks funding to study repairs for approximately 33 miles of Highway 64 from Pipeline Road to the Grand Canyon South entrance. That section is not included in a current rehabilitation project covering the first 21 miles from Interstate 40 to Pipeline Road. Rogers told committee members the highway requires multi-million dollar repairs and emphasized that the disproportionately high number of deaths are of Williams residents rather than tourists visiting the Grand Canyon. This is State Route 64 that the whole world travels to go to the Grand Canyon, but the deaths are of our own Arizonans who travel up and down this road to get to their ranches, to get to their properties, Rogers said. The legislative action follows a January 11th community forum in Williams where more than 200 residents voiced safety concerns about the highway to Rogers, Dent, and Arizona Department of Transportation officials. The meeting came after multiple serious accidents on Highway 64 in recent months, including a fatal three-vehicle crash. High Country Fire Rescue Fire Chief Robert Trotter presented data at that forum showing 87% of accidents on the highway over a three-year period involved local drivers. The current ADOT project, funded by a 2023 appropriation, will rehabilitate pavement and add turn lanes at five intersections on the southern portion of the highway. ADOT issued a request for proposals to contractors earlier this month, according to Rogers' testimony. That work does not address the remaining miles to Grand Canyon National Park. Senate Bill 1154 now moves forward in the legislative process. To track the bill's progress, visit azleg.gov, that's azleg.gov, and search for SB 1154. That's Senate Bill 1154, advances Highway 64 repair study. Next, we have Grand Canyon National Park planning to open North Rim in May. This from the 3rd of May. Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon National Park is preparing an adaptive approach for the seasonal reopening of the North Rim, evaluating potential impacts from winter weather to park infrastructure after the Dragon Bravo fire. The park aims to open popular points of interest, including the North Kaibab Trail, on May 15th, weather and conditions permitting. Park officials emphasize that the guiding principle for the upcoming season is, we will open what we can, where we can, when we can. This approach prioritizes visitor safety, resource protection, and operational readiness. Park officials are aware of the challenges of local communities, businesses, and our visitors in planning for the 2026 season, and are committed to providing specific details about the 2026 North Rim season no later than April 1st, 2026. While the North Kaibab Trail and Arizona Trail typically remain open to visitors year-round, they are subject to closures due to snow, ice, fire-related damage, or necessary infrastructure repairs. Currently, the North Kaibab Trail and portions of the Arizona Trail within the park are closed due to public safety concerns following the Dragon Bravo fire. The park is actively evaluating trail conditions and infrastructure throughout the winter to determine the feasibility of reopening these routes by May 15, 2026. Superintendent Ed Keeble stated, "Our goal is to provide access to the North Rim as quickly and responsibly as possible, with an emphasis on safety. We are committed to keeping the public and our partners informed as we learn more about the impacts of winter weather and the Dragon Bravo fire." Visitors and stakeholders are encouraged to stay informed and plan ahead by checking for updates on Grand Canyon National Park's website and following Grand Canyon National Park on social media. This information was provided by the Park Service. Grand Canyon National Park planning to open North Rim in May. Next, we have Last Second Dunk Puts Exclamation Point on Senior Night. This article is by Calvin Shoemaker from the 3rd of February. Williams. The Williams High School boys basketball team overcame a 12-point halftime deficit to beat Joseph City on Senior Night Monday and secure the number one seed in this week's regional tournament. With 14 seconds left, junior Josh Rue Wilbur hit a pair of three throws to extend the Vikings' lead to three before throwing down an emphatic dunk on the next possession as time expired to cap off a back-and-forth matchup between two of the top teams in the state. Rue Wilbur, who was flagrantly fouled on the dunk, hit the floor hard but said after the game, "He's okay, doesn't plan on missing any time." Anthony Martinez knocked down the foul shot for Rue Wilbur to end the game 71-65. Williams, 19-4, moved up to number 3 in the 1A state rankings after finishing the regular season 7-0 in the 1A Central. Joseph City, 19-8, dropped to number 5 after taking their first regional loss. Williams High School head coach Gabriel Alvarado said his team showed their never-say-die mentality in the win. "They proved that they're a great basketball team to come out and get a victory like that," Alvarado said. "I couldn't be any prouder of their heart and resolve to come back in that situation." Williams High School entered the fourth quarter down 2 points. A three-pointer from Mario Pedraza put the Vikings on top, 62-59, late in the game. A basket from Cade Trimble and clutch free throws from Pedraza and Rue Wilbur helped seal the victory for Williams, who relied on a team effort and a good defense to pull off the comeback. Rue Wilbur scored 11 of his 21 points in the fourth quarter. Trimble also finished with 21 points, including 8 in the fourth. Pedraza had 17 points and hit two big three-pointers in the second half. Joseph City was led offensively by Heston Miller's 18 points. The Vikings will host Mayer in the opening round of the 1A Central Tournament Thursday at 6 p.m. The regional semifinals and championship games for both the boys and the girls will be held at Williams High School on Friday beginning at 10:30 a.m. In the girls' matchup Monday, the Lady Vikings fell to number 2, Joseph City, 57-36. The Williams girls will host Grand Canyon at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday to open the regional tournament. And that's last second dunk puts exclamation point on senior night. Our next article is also by Calvin Shoemaker. Wonder Books Work Wonders with Local Youth. It's from the 3rd of February in Williams. A new offering at the Williams Public Library is working wonders with local youth. Called Wonder Books, they're traditional books with a built-in audiobook and wonder mode that enables readers to explore literary themes and develop skills like critical thinking, reading comprehension, phonics, and word recognition. Williams librarian Danielle Sanders says the popularity of the interactive books powered by a rechargeable battery has taken off since the library began offering them thanks to a grant from the Greater Williams Community Fund and support from the city. The library's growing collection of wonder books now exceeds 3,000 and includes beginner-level picture books, junior-level books, young adult, and adult options. One local reader who's benefited from the collection of wonder books is 7-year-old Migo. According to his mother, Bridget Driscoll, Migo showed little interest in books from a young age, calling them a source of frustration for him. Then they discovered Wonder Books at the Williams Library, which gave Migo a whole new perspective on reading. Reading is now part of who he is, thanks to the Williams Public Library and Wonder Books, Driscoll said. I know he would eventually learn to read. He's a bright child, but the frustration he once felt has been replaced with confidence and pride. That journey was sped up by Wonder Books. Migo's success story is one of several kids who went from not reading to where he's reading at a junior level now, which is amazing, Saunders said. Wonder Books are bridging the gap between traditional reading and audiobook technology, which Saunders says can help create a sense of adventure for young readers. Now they're able to imagine it and use their imaginations with the books being read to them, Saunders said. To obtain a free library card, visit the library located at City Hall and show a photo ID and proof of address. Library card holders can check out 10 items for 2 weeks at no cost. And that's Wonder Books Work Wonders with Local Youth. You're listening to Northland Views here on Sun Sounds of Arizona with your volunteer reader, Chuck Kaufman. Remember, you can listen to Northland Views and other Sun Sounds of Arizona programming either as it streams or at a time of your choosing by going to the Sun Sounds of Arizona website. That's available at sunsounds.org or downloading the Sun Sounds of Arizona app for your iPhone or iPad from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store for your Android phone or tablet. And you can listen to Sun Sounds of Arizona streaming on your Amazon Dot Echo or Show. Next, we have another article by Calvin Shoemaker from the 3rd of February. Benefit to help fund service dog training for local child. Williams. A dinner benefiting a local Williams family will be held this Saturday at 5 p.m. at the world-famous Sultana. Organized by the Shadows Foundation, a Flagstaff nonprofit supporting those battling life-threatening illnesses, the event will raise money for the family of Tim and Jen Brown, who have been navigating many obstacles since the birth of their youngest son, Maverick. Now 3.5 years old, Maverick was born in July 2022 and suffered 2 strokes that led to serious brain damage and other complications. He's been diagnosed with cerebral palsy, eats with a gastrostomy tube, and has difficulty gaining weight. On the day before his 3rd birthday, Maverick began having seizures and has been diagnosed with epilepsy. His mother Jen said he only has them while sleeping, meaning she and her husband take turns watching him at night and during nap time. With how small he is, finding a medical device that can detect his seizures is difficult, so with the support of the local community, Shadows Foundation, and many sponsors, the Brown family is hoping to raise enough money to fully train their 6-month-old Newfoundland named Goose to be able to detect oncoming seizures and be Maverick's full-time service animal. Maverick will gain some independence and be able to start sleeping on his own with Goose close by and allow us a little bit of peace where maybe we can get some more rest knowing that if Maverick is to have a seizure, Goose will alert us, Jen said. Maverick has had a better outcome than was expected as a newborn, according to Jen, who said her son's future is very unforeseeable. But the Browns aren't giving up hope that Maverick can heal and recover. We've never given up on Maverick. We've never stopped believing or giving him as many opportunities as we possibly can, Jen said. He's got such a huge personality, a big smile, and he loves music. He can light up in his own way. One person that lights up Maverick's eyes is his 7-year-old brother, Hudson. Seeing that light and that hope, we will never give up on Maverick, Jen said. We do the best we can, and the support and love from our community is a huge help. The doors for Saturday's benefit open at 5 p.m. with a cocktail hour followed by dinner at 6. The ticketed event will include live music from Kevin Rube and the Parker Jenkins Band. Seating is limited, and guests are asked to purchase tickets in advance at Shadows Foundation. That's all one word, shadowsfoundation.org/fundraiser dinner. And that's benefit to help fund service dog training for local child. Next, from the 3rd of February, Ash Fork girls win back-to-back games. This is by Calvin Shoemaker. The Ash Fork girls basketball team picked up back-to-back home wins over the weekend. On Friday, the Lady Spartans defeated Grand Canyon 53-16 before beating Red Mesa 51-21 on Saturday in their regular season finale. With an overall record of 22-5, the Lady Spartans are ranked number 5 in the 1A conference heading into postseason play. The Grand Canyon girls fell to 9-12 overall and 1-5 in the region with the loss. The Lady Phantoms wrap up the regular season on February 3rd at Seligman. The girls' 1A Central tournament begins Wednesday with the top 4 seeds playing at home in the first round. The final 4 games for both boys and girls will be held at Williams High on Friday beginning at 10:30 a.m. The girls' state playoffs begin Thursday, February 12th, with the play-in round, followed by the round of 16 games on Monday, February 16th. Ticket sales for all AIA state championship events are conducted digitally at AZPreps365. That's all one word, AZPreps365.com/tickets. And that's Ash Fork girls win back-to-back games. Next, we have water restored to Inner Canyon facilities. This is from the 3rd of February. Phantom Ranch has reopened following the successful repair of multiple breaks along the Trans Canyon water line, and water surface has now been restored to Phantom Ranch, Bright Angel Campground, Boat Beach, and the Delta restrooms. Park Water Utilities crews completed repairs near Manzanita Rest Area and the Mule Corral near Phantom Ranch, allowing the system to be repressurized and Inner Canyon operations to resume. On the south rim, water tanks are slowly refilling as the system stabilizes. Grand Canyon National Park remains under Stage 2 water restrictions, and residents are encouraged to continue reducing water use whenever possible to support system recovery. Utility staff will continue monitoring the water line and system pressures as operations return to normal. This information was provided by the National Park Service for water restored to Inner Canyon facilities. Next, from Calvin Shoemaker, more sports news. From the 3rd of February, Grand Canyon Phantoms win third straight. The Grand Canyon boys basketball team got its third win in a row on January 30th, defeating Ash Fork 48-44. The Phantoms' recent winning streak also includes wins over Mayer and Sedona Red Rock. With an overall record of 7-11, the Phantoms are ranked number 27 in the 1A conference and will close out the regular season on February 3rd at Seligman. The Ash Fork boys took a third consecutive home loss to Red Mesa on January 31st, finishing the regular season 9-19 overall and 1-6 in the region. In girls' varsity action, the Lady Phantoms fell to Ash Fork by a score of 53-16. The boys' 1A Central Tournament begins Thursday with the top four seeds playing at home in the first round. Both the boys' and the girls' semifinals and championships games will be held at Williams High on Friday, beginning at 10:30 a.m. The boys' state playoffs begin Friday, February 13th, with the play-in round, followed by the round of 16 games on Tuesday, February 17th. And ticket sales for all AIA state championship events are conducted digitally at azpreps365.com/tickets. And that's Grand Canyon Phantoms win third straight. Next we have 2027 non-commercial river trip lottery period now open. This is from the 3rd of February, Grand Canyon. On Monday, February 2nd, 2026, the National Park Service began accepting applications for non-commercial river trip permits to raft the Colorado River through Grand Canyon National Park for specific launch dates within calendar year 2027. A total of 478 permits will be available for 12 to 25-day river trips. Eligible individuals may apply online at the Weighted Lottery website, and that's at grcariverpermits, and that's all one word, grcariverpermits.nps.gov. Applications will be accepted online through noon Mountain Standard Time on Tuesday, February 24th, 2026. Each year in February, a Maine lottery is held to assign launch dates for river trips occurring the next year. Public notifications regarding Maine lotteries are made by both email and news release. In addition to the annual Maine lottery, follow-up lotteries are held as needed throughout the remainder of the year to reassign canceled and/or unassigned launch dates. Public notifications for these follow-up lotteries are made by email. The Weighted Lottery website can be accessed year-round to create or modify an account and to sign up to receive email notifications. Individuals who are interested in a future non-commercial river permit are encouraged to create an account. Lottery applications are accepted through the Weighted Lottery website only when lotteries are open. Individuals must be 18 years or older to apply for a river trip permit. Non-commercial river trips must be self-guided and technical whitewater experience is mandatory on each trip. Individuals may participate on a maximum of one recreational river trip per year, commercial or non-commercial. Individuals interested in professionally guided river trips should not apply through the lottery, but instead request space on a commercial trip. A list of commercial companies offering guided trips can be found by visiting www.nps.gov/grca/planyourvisit/river-concessionaires, and that's concessionaires.htm. For more information about the 2027 Maine Lottery, please visit the Grand Canyon National Park website. Contact the River Permits Office at 1-800-959-9164 or 928-638-7884 or email grca_RIV. That's grcariv@nps.gov. This information was provided by the Park Service. 2027 non-commercial river trip lottery period now open. We have this announcement, free Narcan dispenser now at the Williams Public Library. This is from the 3rd of February, Williams. Through a new partnership with Coconino County, the Williams Public Library now has a free Narcan or naloxone dispenser available on site. The Narcan is available at no cost to anyone who needs it, and the dispenser will be regularly monitored and resupplied to ensure continued access. This resource is part of an ongoing effort to support community health, safety, and overdose prevention. This information is provided by the Williams Public Library. Free Narcan dispenser now at Williams Public Library. In the time we have remaining, we'll read a few items from the Williams, Arizona Community Calendar for the week of February the 4th. First, we have Love of Reading Week. The Heritage Elementary School invites community members, parents, and grandparents to come read to students February 9th through the 12th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. and 12:30 to 2 p.m. Anyone interested in reading to students is asked to call the school at 928-635-3998 to schedule a time. Then we have Coconino Community College Admissions Visit. Come visit with the admissions advisor from Coconino Community College on Wednesday, February 11th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Williams Public Library. Then we have Valentine's Day Pancake Breakfast, Saturday, February 14th from 7 to 11 a.m. at the Rodeo Steakhouse. $12 for all you can eat. Pancakes, waffles, sausages, eggs, orange juice, and coffee. This will be hosted by the Williams Fire Department and the Kiwanis Club of Williams. And finally, All You Can Read Challenge. The Williams Public Library is encouraging community members to fall in love with a book and read as much as they can from February 14th through the 21st. The challenge has a goal of reaching 3,000 books checked out and includes prize drawings for participants. Visit the library or call 928-635-2263 for more. And that's some items from the community calendar for February 4th. You've been listening to Northland Views here on Sun Sounds of Arizona with your volunteer reader, Chuck Kaufman. Remember, you can listen to Sun Sounds of Arizona programming, such as Northland Views, on the Sun Sounds of Arizona website at sunsounds.org, the Sun Sounds of Arizona app available for your iPhone or iPad from the Apple App Store, your Android phone or tablet from the Google Play Store, and you can listen to Sun Sounds of Arizona streaming on your Amazon Dot, Echo, or Show.